That's because of the strings?
Yeah.
I think that's...
Well, and by not playing it, too. By not playing it, too, that's another thing.
See,
too.
That old string is stuck. Recovering more often.
It's wrapping off.
Thank you.
I was asking Hansel about a song. Do you know one called Over the Waterfall? Have you ever heard of that?
Hansel, do you remember hearing that one on here at Nashville called Twinkle Twinkle Little Star?
Yeah.
That's the best fiddle piece I believe I ever heard.
Yeah, I've heard that.
And the Floyd Etheridge, I believe, played that. Wasn't it Floyd Etheridge?
Yeah.
Rob used to play that.
Well, it's easy for you two. I'll stay out of it because I can hear myself play the banjo any day.
I'm going to try that Fisher's Hornpipe. I like to hear that myself.
Do you do Billy in the Low Ground?
He used to.
I used to know it, and I just kind of forgot it.
Yeah.
Billy's Road Flat, Billy in the Low Ground, and just do one.
Oh, that's a good tune. It was pretty hard to play.
Yeah, Hansel came up with it one night, and it really seems to move around the strings.
I just don't remember how it goes anymore, Hansel.
I just wobbled onto it one night, and I kind of forgot myself again. We didn't get it recorded, we just...
No, I got it recorded the last time. Yeah. Yeah, and,
Have you got the old tape with you?
Yeah. I'll hunt it out. So I haven't marked it, but I've got them, yeah.
How does that Gray Eagle go?
That's what I'm trying to get for him. I just can't get in my head how it goes, Rob.
Well, I did it myself.
And the Forked Horn Deer? The Forked Horn Deer was another. He played that hundreds of times, I played there.
It don't go on this chord like that.
But it goes in D, on D, I believe.
Props, let me ask you again how you got, you started telling me before I had this turned on how you got going on the fiddle, how you started.
How I got started playing?
Yeah.
Well, that was because of my brother, I reckon. He had a fiddle there at home, you know, that I could sit down and fool with it whenever I wanted to. But I had to do it when he was gone. He wouldn't.
How old were you when you started, do you think?
Oh, I was pretty young. I tell you, playing the fiddle, Hansel will tell you the same thing. Playing a fiddle is something you can't pick up overnight.
No, you can't, Rob, that's right.
It just it takes a lifetime, don't it?
Yeah, it takes a lifetime to
test it.
That's it,
that's what I claim.
No, I was telling you about the plans. I learned a lot more.
Oh, I used to play a fiddle pretty good, but I can't do it anymore.
Well, I thought you was the best in the country, and you still are.
My hand is too stiff in my arm. I can't use my arm more. Now there's where you get a lot of your good, real good playing is with the bow.
Yeah, limber your wrist.
You limber your arm. Uh-huh. And my arm is just too stiff anymore. I can't do it.
You said when you started just like playing with one finger? And
yeah, that finger. Use that finger altogether, that middle finger. Well, I played a good while that day.
Were you fairly...
It's just temporary playing now. You can't know the fiddle correctly with one finger.
I can't.
Yeah.
No. That's another one called Taters with the Gravy. That's one of the names.
Yeah.
What's the name of it?
Taters with the Gravy.
Taters with the Gravy.
you remind me of that thing. My mammy used to sing that. He'd sing that dance to it. Huh? Tables of gravy on.
Then here's another one. I just forget the name of it. It's an old one. I don't think I ever played for it.
Hey, let's get them strings out that bridge and put them on that thing and rig it up.
We didn't need to play it. We need to have the strings on there.
Did you learn most of your tunes from other fiddlers, or did you learn a lot, or did you learn from records?
Yeah, I learned
or?
From my brother mostly.
Uh-huh.
He knows about all them old tunes. Of course, there's a lot that's been originated since that he had never heard.
Sure.
Good tune.
Well, there's just lots of, you know, I've heard of books of Irish tunes, you know, that there's just hundreds of them, so.
Dad, you can play that Irish horse one.
Yeah.
You can play that.
You can get that. Change his fiddle.
You're first, can't
you? You can do that. I'll never forget that.
Does he have this tuned in something different? Or?
Yeah.
It's a damn catchy thing to play.
I know, yes.
What's your fiddle tuned in?
Tuned in A, isn't it?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Which means that the G is up
yes,
to A?
Yes, I never could do it. Everybody about but me, I reckon, does. Brother didn't use to. But to do now, please keep the fiddle tuned the same way. I never could do that. I never learned. Play on that A chord, fiddle tuned down with a low bass and a low
bass
counter.
G or D chord.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never could do it.
So how is this tuned A?
It's usually what they call a high counter.
High counter.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's what it is.
I'm trying to
what, Hansel? What's the tuning? I don't. What is it? Instead of G, is it A?
It's a D, I believe.
Uh huh. I was just wondering how.
You mean on this now?
How the fiddle's tuned now?
No, he's tuned for A now.
So that means the low string is.
Now he's coming down to G and D.
I see.
See how that brings down? See the wrapping going on.
I get a little short.
Your wife asked about Fisher's hornpipe. Can you do that, or?
Yeah. There's no intervals on this chord, that's right. That's a hard thing to play.
Yeah, all those notes run real quick, don't they?
I'll tell you another one's hard to play, and that's Leather Britches.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not a
good one. It goes on the way you got the fiddle tune now.
Yeah.
Thank you.
deer one.
Deer.
Look at deer, yeah.
Thank you.